Gibson all the way home.
Chris Bracey punches the ball out.
Picked off. Picked off at the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. It's a touchdown, Tigers.
Every fan remembers that one player. You know who I'm talking about. The one who takes you back to your favorite moments, the plays that made you fall in love with the game. Welcome to Tiger Heritage, the podcast that brings back your favorite Memphis football moments. We're here to celebrate the people who built this program. Go Tigers! Welcome to the first episode of Tiger Heritage. My name is Julius and I'm your host.
And I'm Marco, your co-host, and I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for the invite, Julius.
Yeah, today we're talking about a guy whose football career almost ended before it even began. That's because his mom almost didn't let him play football when he was in 7th grade. She was worried too much about the injuries and the intensity of the game. He once said in an interview that she was even afraid of him breaking bones.
Yeah, and that's crazy to think, right, that an entire career, a Pro Bowl career as an offensive lineman, was always robbed from us because his mom didn't want to let him play football. But luckily for us, the Tigers and the NFL, she changed her mind. And that one decision had opened the door to a career that would last more than a decade and continues to make an impact long after he retired.
That's right, but let's go back in time to where it all started for Wade Smith. He was born in Dallas, Texas on April 26 in 1981. He then went on to play football at Klein Collins High School in Texas, where he had obviously, like we talked about, to convince his mother to let him even try out for the team. He then continued his career at the University of Memphis in 1999. That was at a time when the Tigers were still trying to find their footing in football and had to rebuild to find their football identity.
Yeah, and to start, he wasn't even an offensive lineman. The coaches recruited him as a tight end, and he even caught 6 passes for 31 yards in total. That's not too bad. But the coaches quickly saw that he had something else in him. He had size, intelligence, and discipline. And they decided to move him to the offensive line to really maximize his skill set.
He even played through a broken hand in 2001 when he played all 11 games as a starter, which I feel like, you know, really shows his toughness and the resiliency he's proven throughout his career. The next year, in 2002, he even became a team captain and started once again every game at left tackle for the Tigers, which earned him second team All-Conference USA honors.
Yeah, and like we said, he never missed a start, and that's the kind of consistency that you want from your offensive lineman. And his leadership helped Memphis improve offensively, both in yards, in total yards, and scoring. And also, he had the respect of his teammates. They called him steady, a technician, reliable. He could really dominate on that offensive line. And like we said, he really helped to stabilize the struggling Memphis football team at the time.
And I feel like Memphis was, for Wade Smith, I feel like it was a turning point in his career, because that's where he really found his own and grew into the player that he soon became to know in the NFL even. Yeah. So I feel like Memphis was a really important step for him.
And I think so too. But his journey continued, like we said, not in Memphis, but at the Miami Dolphins in 2003. After the NFL draft in the season 2003, he was picked in the third round, pick 78. And he continued to have a really great, really long career. It's not normal in the NFL. He played 11 seasons for all different kinds of franchises: Dolphins, Jets, Chiefs, Texans, and the Eagles.
Yeah, he mounted up 143 career games with 98 starts, which is really rare for the offensive lineman. And even if you look at football in general, it's really rare that players have such a long career. The average career for an NFL player is like 2 to 3 years. So to make it through 11 years, to make it that long is really impressive in general.
And I think it's not a stretch to say that his best years came with the Houston Texans between 2010 and 2013. 2011, he even managed to make Texans history and recovered a fumble and scored a touchdown. It was the first offensive lineman touchdown in Texans history. Granted, the Texans history isn't that long.
True.
But not bad, nonetheless. And I think, yeah, that shows just that he hadn't forgot about his days playing as a tight end and still had that instinct in him to go where the football is. And in 2012, he even, maybe because of this play, but I think also because of his just overall great play, he was selected to the Pro Bowl. And that's a pretty big achievement for any football player, and especially along the offensive line, where it's so difficult to shine and get the recognition that you deserve.
For sure, but I feel like he's gotten some recognition by GMs in the league. He's managed to earn over $60 million in his career, but that didn't stop him from leaving a legacy even off the field, because after retiring in 2014 with the Eagles, Wade found the Wade Smith Foundation that focuses on literary education and community engagement in Texas, his home. He even became an author of a children's book that's called Smitty Hits the Playbooks. It's a book for children that has the aim to teach them the value of education and how important it is to take school seriously, which is something that Smith said he didn't take too seriously at the time. So he's trying to work in his own experience, and we can go ahead and listen to what he said about his book.
We're just trying to teach the kids and trying to show them that in order for you to reach out and do your passions and become whatever you want to be, you have to put as much hard work and determination into your education as you do at wanting to be, an actress, a TV star, a football player.
Right.
His foundation also runs mentorship and literacy programs, helping kids who might not have the same opportunities as he did growing up.
So I think it's just safe to say that Smith has been always been that guy that helps others to succeed and just put them in the best position to pursue their dreams on and off the field.
Looking back at his career and the legacy he has left, he is one of the few Memphis Tigers who turned from a mid-round draft pick into an NFL pro of 11 years. And I think the values he learned at Memphis are still true within him. He's a hard worker, he focuses on community, he's all about resilience, and I think he keeps showing that, like, by working with the community and still being engaged. So I feel like he's a great example, whether on the field or off the field.
Yeah, definitely agree with you there. And I think, yeah, those are the kinds of play that we want to put a highlight on here in our new podcast, Tiger Heritage.
For sure, and safe to say, he learned to hit the playbooks in every sense of the word. That brings us to the end of this episode of Tiger Heritage. Today, we looked at the journey of Wade Smith, from a Memphis Tiger to a Pro Bowl lineman to an author and a community leader who inspires many to this day.
We try to do the same here, so if you enjoyed this story, make sure to leave us a rating or share this episode with another Tigers fan who loves hearing the stories behind our favorite players.
And don't miss our next episode, where we'll bring you another Tiger who made his mark long after leaving the Liberty Bowl.
Thank you very much for listening.